Ty Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. We're talking today with Mercer County girls track and field coach Laura Swanson, who told me before we started, in her 12th season now leading the program. Does it feel like you've been doing it for 12 years?
No, it really does not.
You know, and when you look at your coaching career, right, it's not just track and field. You spent time as a basketball assistant, a volleyball assistant. I think you even had a brief stint as the varsity volleyball coach too, right? When you kind of look at that aspect of it, I know, you know, for a while too, you coached in the same school year, right? You went fall, winter, spring coaching. So to me, that says girls athletics at Mercer County High School means a lot to you, right? So can you kind of put into words what the girls' side of athletics in this school district mean to you?
Yeah, I've, like Ty said, I've been involved in all of the programs, volleyball, basketball, and track now for 12 years. I haven't done the three sport thing since, I don't know, probably 2014 or 13, but the athletics here mean a lot to me. The girls, they have drastically changed in the weight room. They put a lot of time in the summer, and I've had a lot of buy-in throughout the school year now, and as time has gone on, I have a lot of girl athletes in the weight room, not afraid to work hard now, and so I think just the growth of the program in general and the girls' athletic program has been fun to see, not only in track and field, but just overall.
So where do you think that kind of passion for girls' athletics here comes from?
I think Mr. Dennison had a lot to do with it. He ordered a leaderboard for the four core lifts that we do in body conditioning. And, you know, it's fun to see your name get put up on that board after you've worked hard. And he also had like rewards put in place where they got t-shirts and bags and even a patch for their letter jacket. So I think a lot of it came from him, and I learned a lot from him doing that. And so it's just been fun to carry that on.
As we mentioned, you're number 12 as the varsity girls track coach. So how's the 2023 season been going to this point?
It's good. I have 24 girls out this season, and we are young. I have 16 underclassmen and one senior on the team. So overall, as a program, we're a young team. But what's also fun to see is that there's like 80 to 90 kids out for junior high track. So hopefully we have more numbers coming up in the future. The 2023 season, we are able to fill, you know, all of the events in a track meet, which like your specialty events, all your jumps, your hurdles, your shot and disc, we're able to fill all of those things, which if you don't have the depth of a team, you're not able to fill. So overall, we will see success as a team because of our depth, I think.
So you mentioned, you know, a young group probably about the halfway point of the season, past the indoor portion of the year, now kind of full swing of things outdoor wise. As you progress through the season with a young team, do you kind of approach the progression of the season any differently?
No, I mean, they're always learning. We're still piecing together the lineup. We are putting relays together, switching things up each meet. I tell the girls, you know, you have to be ready to take on a new challenge every meet. And if I'm putting you in an event that you've never done before, it's because I think that you can have success in it. And so take that challenge and accept it. And you know, it's for the better of the team. And they've been doing a great job with that.
And, you know, one of the senior pieces you have, Eden Mueller, a great career, obviously, in both cross country and track, breaking the school record in the 3200 earlier this week. So can you kind of put into words how special it is for a kid when they break a school record, and also what it's been like coaching a kid like her?
Yeah, Eden's put in a lot of time and effort. I mean, she's got her weekly regimens in terms of what workouts are going to be done. She eats well. She takes, you know, her sleep schedule well. She does everything that you want in a high school athlete. And you know, she's worked hard to get these records. She shattered the 3200 record, ran an 11:08 with the old school record being 11:35. And then again last night, she broke her own school record in the mile, running 5:16. So I am, you know, she's put in the time and effort, and it's fun to watch her reap all the benefits of it.
And over the last couple of weeks, IHSA released the postseason assignments and sites for the spring sports in the postseason. So for you in girls track sectional in Farmington, I know it's still a little bit down the line, but you know, kind of looking at the postseason outlook for you, have you paid any attention to that yet? And if so, what do you kind of think of the initial postseason for you?
Oh, yeah. There are 8 schools from the Lincoln Trail Conference that will be at that meet. So we have the advantage of seeing all of those schools prior to the postseason. And then team that we don't ever see is Eureka that's going to be there, and I've looked at a lot of their stuff and pretty team loaded there. I think they'll see a lot of success. And Low Point Washburn's there. We don't ever see them, but they appear to have some good relays. And so I think overall it's going to be a great sectional to compete at. Whether we had gone to Erie or Farmington, both are going to be a great competition for the whole team overall. So we're looking forward to that.
And as we wrap up with you, obviously, you know, you've had a chance to work closely with Mick Lauck for at least 12 years now, right? And I think he said 37th year, final year for him. So can you just kind of talk a little bit about what he's meant to your growth career-wise?
Yeah, I like to joke with Mick that he's been coaching longer than I've been alive. So he appreciates that. But, you know, Mick is very knowledgeable in track and field. If you have a question about literally any event, whether it's how to do it, whether he's seen it before, you know, specific rules on how something's done, he's the one you go to ask. He has a lot of affiliations with teams from around here. He knows a lot of people in track and field. So overall, he's just very knowledgeable and one that we're going to be sad to see go. But Coach Baldwin and I have informed him that he will be back next year. Whether or not he's paid, he's going to come back and help us. And, you know, his high jump knowledge, his hurdle knowledge is going to be missed on a daily basis. But I think he's bought in that he's going to be back to help us out a little bit.
All right, well, that's great to hear. And last question for you now. A couple months ago, I asked you, I said, all right, in the spring, who would you rather have interview you, me or my dad? And you said, this is your direct quote, you said, well, I guess you. So you got your wish. Are you happy with what you wanted?
Yes, thanks for covering Mercer County Girls Track, Ty.
All right, that is Mercer County Girls Track and Field Coach Lara Swanson joining us. Coach, thanks for talking with us. Good luck the rest of the year.
Thank you so much.
And I'm Ty Taylor on WRMJ.